Avos per gil mishnah ches 3:8 and in some mishnahs 3:7. This is a super important mishnah. The theme is how to relate to one's, let's call it charitable giving, giving tzedakah and other, you know, cheftei shemaim, spending money on other, you know, to good end. So the mishnah says, I'll read it to you first, just so you see the picture. It's short. It says Rabbi Elazar ish Bartosa Omer, Rabbi Elazar from the town of Bartosa, he says, ten lo mishalo, give to him from what is his. This is referring to Hashem. She'ata v'shelcha shelo, for you and everything you have really is his, Hashem's. V'chein b'David hu omer, and similarly, David HaMelech, when he was speaking about the money that he gathered to fund the construction of a home for Hashem, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech says, ki mimcha hakol, for everything comes from you, u'miyadecha nasnu lach, and from your own hand, we are giving to you. Meaning the money we collected to give to build your home really is your home in the first place, your money in the first place. Now, this is a super important mishnah. It's especially important in that it's distinct from most other themes of Pirkei Avos. Much of Avos talks about, Talmud Torah, and they're like, this is talking about how one should relate to his charitable giving, to his giving of tzedakah. Now, I think it's pretty well known that the pasuk that talks about the giving of the machz, the shekel, the half shekel, is part of the census back in Shemos, Perek Lam, the 30th chapter there, it says v'nasnu, and it's pointed out that the v'nasnu, and they gave, and they... v'nasnu. Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8, and it's a Mishnah 3:7. This is a super important mishnah, a topic that people don't talk nearly enough about, so I really hope you'll pay attention. It's Rabbi Elazar ish Bartosa, Rabbi Elazar, the Rav of the town of Bartosa, who says, ten lo mishalo, give to him from what is his. We're speaking about Hashem here. Sha'ata v'shelcha shalo, because you and what you have is actually his. V'chein b'David hu omer, and similarly, David HaMelech said, in the context of his... collecting the funds to build the Beis HaMikdash, a home for Hashem, so to speak. Hashem said, David HaMelech said, ki mimcha hakol, for from you is everything, Hashem, u'miyadcha nasnu lach, and from your own hand we're giving to you, giving back to you. So the Mishnah might continue in some versions, but in my Mishnah, I'm going to say it stops over here, that'll be the end of 3:8. So the theme of this Mishnah here is how to relate in your head, psychologically, emotionally, to your tzedakah, to your charitable giving. And this is really important, okay? I think it's pretty well known that the pasuk that talks about the giving of the machz, the shekel, that half shekel, which is part of the census, back in Shmos, Perek Lamed, and Kitisa. So it says, V'nasnu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem. Each person will give an atonement for him, his soul, to Hashem. And the word v'nasnu is a palindrome. That means it reads the same forward and backwards. Vav, nun, taf, nun, vav. Reads the same forward and backwards. The idea being, the giving goes in two directions. So I think people typically sort of explain that as being sort of you give, but you get back for your giving, so to speak. But I want to focus here on the point of our mission, which is that don't focus on you first giving and then you're getting in return. Rather, you got first from what Hashem gave you, and now you're giving back from that. Okay, so it's really, it comes and goes. And in fact, the trope, the cantillation marks that go above this v'nasnu, the pasuk, is called the kadmava azla, which means kind of, literally translates as, go forward and then come back again. So Hashem, and what you have should be looked at as Hashem's giving to you, so you can give back. And pretty interestingly, this... Rabbi Elazar, who is from the place of Bartosa, but elsewhere in Shas is referred to as Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, he took this to the nth degree. As Chazal put it, he was na'a doresh v'na'a mekayim. He had a very nice idea to explain to you with our Mishnah, and he fulfilled it in an extraordinary kind of way. So the Gemara in Tanya Sered Chavdalet says, this man, he used to give anything he had, he would give. So he was penniless, right? So much so that the local... Gabbai Tzedakah, the people who collected charity in his town, essentially hid from him because they felt bad. Every time they got together, he Rabbi Elazar saw them, he'd empty his pockets and they didn't feel good about it. So even the story goes one time, you know, they were hiding from him and he was just getting some money to marry off his daughter, and then he spotted the collectors. He ran after them because they couldn't get away from him. He saw them and he said, you know, what are you collecting for? So they said, oh, there's a orphan girl and an orphan boy that are getting married, we're collecting money. He's like, whoa, well then I'm giving you my money. So and he gave his daughter's dowry so for this orphan marriage and so on. And even the PS of the Gemara says he didn't give everything. He kept like kind of like one shekel in his pocket, and with that one shekel he bought like a bit of wheat and he put it in the storehouse. One bit of wheat in the storehouse. And the next thing you know, his wife went to check on things in the storehouse, and the storehouse had like miraculously exploded with wheat. It was like, you know, bursting at the seams. She couldn't even open the door, it was so full. And she kind of ran to her husband in the base midrash, says, you'll never believe this, but you know, the storehouse is like exploding with all this wheat. He says, well, that's fantastic, but it's not our wheat. That was a miracle Hashem did for us so we could give more tzedakah, and we're not entitled to it any more than any other poor person. That's the story of Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Tosa Ben Yehuda, who took this to the nth degree. Now, that way of relating to giving charity actually is, in fact, unhealthy. And the Chazal say, Hiskinu Be'usha, then the town of Usha, which is where the Sanhedrin convened, one of the places that convened after the destruction of the temple, they said, one who wants to levazvez, who wants to sort of, you know, take this kind of approach and sort of give as much as he can and relate to things in that way, so he's not allowed to give more than a chomesh. There's an upper limit, say the rabbis. You can't give more than 20% of your income to tzedakah, because you shouldn't become impoverished. You have to, charity starts at home, and you have to take care of your family and your personal responsibilities first. We don't want you to become impoverished. That's not healthy and not right. Okay, now, so while his example is extreme, the principle here is one that's super important, and I want you to think about it for a little bit. Now, the Minhag Yisrael, the custom, universal Jewish custom, is to give what's called Maaser Kesafim, to give 10% of one's income to charitable causes, to tzedakah, and if one wants to be, you know, fulfill it in the ideal super star kind of way, he can go up to 20%, okay? There's a bit of discussion by what basis one should give Maaser Kesafim, like what's the force, and there is an opinion, it's really a doraisa, and like Maaser, we give a tenth of our produce, and there is some learned it's an obligation of midrabanan. But most of the poskim agree that it is a minhag, meaning it's just a universal Jewish custom to give 10%. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take it seriously just because of the minhag at all. You know, you wouldn't walk around without a kippah on your head, right? And the Torah says you have to wear a kippah, and the rabbis say you have to wear a kippah. The kippah came from a minhag. That's a Jewish thing to do, to wear a kippah, and you wouldn't be called dead walking around without a kippah on your head. So you shouldn't be dead walking around without giving 10% money to tzedakah. That's what a Jew is meant to do. No doubt about it. Now, how should one relate to that? So Rav Shamshon Farhirsch, he explains it in a way which I think is sort of very relatable. He says, and very important, he says that you should relate to the money you get for tzedakah as Hashem creating a little charitable foundation and appointing you as the trustee. Meaning, you take home your paycheck, and your paycheck is, you know, for $100. So that means $90 of that is for you to take care of your needs. God bless, enjoy. The other 10%, that's not yours. That is money for the charitable donation, and you've been appointed the trustee, meaning you're authorized to decide how to spend that $10. It's up to you. And Hashem says, listen, you know, I trust you. I want you to feel like a giver, not a taker. I want you to feel magnanimous. I want you to feel as a partner with me in creation, in taking care of this world, and as the custodian of this world that you are, as my partner, so I'm authorizing you with this charitable foundation to, you know, here's your allocation, to do what you got to do with it. So you have your druthers. You can choose how you want to spend your tzedakah. There is halachic guidance about, you know, what should take priority, but ultimately you can do what you want to do. But the important thing here is that it's not your money. That $10 in the foundation is not yours. And while, you know, I think in non-Jewish circles, so people think, you know, your money is your money, and if you give charity, so that is, you know, that's like extra credit. That makes you like a very special person that you're giving from yourself. But if you don't give any charity, it's okay. So you're not a very special person, but you're okay. But that's not the Jewish view at all. The Jewish view is that it's tzedakah. Tzedakah means justice, social justice. Tzedek, we demand justice. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. You're not allowed to do anything less than justice. And that is the bedrock of the the Judaism's take on society. A person should build and fight for and actively pursue a just society. And tzedakah, social justice, means you have to, the society has imbalances and you have a responsibility to try to improve them with your tzedakah. So if a person was appointed to be the trustee of a charitable foundation, and you know, there's $10,000 in the bank account of the foundation, and this trustee, you know, very magnanimously gives $5,000 to all sorts of very worthy causes, and he puts the other $5,000 in his pocket, you wouldn't say, whoa, that guy is such a good guy, he gave $5,000 to charity. You would say, no, that guy pilfered $5,000, and that's a terrible thing. What a bad guy he is. What an unreliable, lacking integrity, irresponsible custodian of the charitable foundation, that he put half the money in his pocket. That's the guy who gave 5%. So when you get your money, you're supposed to tithe it, giving 10% to the tzedakah, and you should relate to it as it not yours and it never was yours, and if you know how to give it, is taking what isn't yours, which you wouldn't do. Now, this is not just a nice idea, but it's not just a nice idea. I think it's actually reflected in the halacha, and I'm going to give you sort of a technical, legal proof to this, which I think if you're sensitive to halacha, this is going to open your eyes a little bit. The general rule is that if you have a dispute over money to whom it belongs, so, you know, A and B are fighting for who gets the thing, so the rule is, the first and foremost rule is, anytime you have a suffix, the business confronted with a not certain situation, the rule is hamoti mechavero alav haraya. We say that somebody is the presumptive owner, called the muchsak. He's like, the status quo is it's his. And if someone else wants to take it from him, the burden of proof is on the one who's trying to take it away. And if he can't bring conclusive proof that it's his, so the money stays with the muchsak, with the presumptive owner, stays status quo. Now, let's say you have gifts that are supposed to go to the poor from the Torah, for example, peah, that's like the corner of the field you should leave for the poor people to reap for themselves, or the same true for shichcha, the forgotten bundles, and for leket, the stalks that fall as you're harvesting them. But let's just say, you know, there's a little wheat here, and the farmer and the poor person are now sort of at odds over, they're disagreeing over this particular piece of wheat. Was it from the edge and it is pay and therefore belongs to the poor person? Or was it from the middle and really it belongs to the farmer? Okay? So listen, it's the farmer's field. We would say you would think that the rule would be, if we don't know if this wheat is the farmer's wheat or it was meant to be left for the poor person, so it stays with the muchzik, the presumptive owner is the farmer, and hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, unless the poor person can bring a proof that it belongs to him, it stays to the farmer. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that if we have a suffix when it comes to matnas aniyim, if you're not sure to whom it belongs, we give it to the poor person. And the poor person is the presumptive owner. And if the farmer wants to claim it, the burden of proof is on him. Meaning, the halacha looks at gifts to the poor, that who is the owner of the presumptive owner? The poor person. So it's not that the wealthy landowner, the farmer, he's been kind of giving from his stuff. No, it's not his stuff. It is the poor person's stuff, okay? And he just, he's a custodian, he's a trustee. So every person should be careful to keep track of their income. I'll tell you, my personal technique is just to use my annual, you know, tax filings, because then at that point, do a proper accounting of my total income, and you can see then, you know, retrospectively exactly what you've earned. And a person should look at 10% of his income. It can be net of taxes, by the way, according to many poskim, that's my custom. Net of taxes, you should be giving that amount of tzedakah every year to whatever causes you see as fit. Look at it as not your money. Look at it as just Hashem's money. As the Mishnah says here, ten lo mishalo, give to Hashem's causes from his own money. It's Hashem's money. He's the one who funded the foundation by giving you the 10 out of the 100 to deliver. Sha'ata v'shalcha shalo, because everything you have came from Hashem. Even your own life comes from Hashem. So what do you think? You think you're doing some great thing by giving back a little bit? Are you joking? That's the pshat in the Mishnah. And be'ez Hashem, we all should be zocha to fulfill this important halach of ma'aser k'safim, giving charity, tithing our money, and giving 10% to worthy causes.